So this is an audio boot interview with Chris Rorycroft-Davis, the can-do communicator. Chris has 30 years' experience working on national papers such as The Sun and is the author of a new book, Heads You Win, The Mind Skills Manual for Successful Communicating. Chris, welcome.
Hello, Rod. It's nice to see you.
Thank you. Now, Chris, in your book, you mentioned that this book will help people read people's minds so you know how they think. So how do you read people's minds so you know how they think?
Well, it's very important when you're trying to communicate a message of any kind that you can get inside the other person's head. You can understand the way that they like to receive information and the way that their brain likes to process information, because we're all very different. That's the number one rule that you'll find in my book, is that everyone is different. Everyone has a different model of the world. Everybody has a different perception of what's good and what's bad, what's right and what's wrong. And so you really have to put yourself underneath the other person's skin and get inside their head. Now, the good news is it's not as difficult as it sounds, because people can basically be split into three categories. I call them lookers, listeners, and feelers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, lookers will like to have visual stimulus. They take in things through their eyes. They'll like to see a picture. Sometimes they'll like you to paint a picture with words, but they still see pictures in their head. And that's how they analyze things. Their brain works on shuffling pictures from the front to the back. They play little videos sometimes in their heads. Now, listeners, as you probably guessed, like to hear words. They also like to read words, but they mainly like to listen to words. Sometimes they listen to words inside their head. Do you ever get little messages? Do you ever think, there's a voice in my head? If you do, I suggest you go and see a psychiatrist. But it probably means you're a listener. Yeah. Words are far more important to you than a vision. And the third kind of people are feelers. And they get information in two ways. One, they actually like to touch. They're very touchy-feely. If you were trying to sell them something, you wouldn't describe it. You wouldn't show them a picture. You'd put it in their hand so they can hold it and feel it. If I was trying to sell you a watch and I knew that you were a feeler, I'd put it on your wrist and say, how does that feel? And they also like to process information by using their emotions. They work a lot on instinct and gut feelings. Okay,
so you have these three classifications of people. Are those absolutes or does it vary? And how long does it normally take for you to ascertain which group somebody's in?
They're not absolutes. Some people will be a bit of one and a bit of another. It usually takes me around about 5 to 10 seconds to work out what group somebody feels in. And the clues are the words that they use, because each of these categories will use different words. Let me give you a couple examples. A looker will say, yeah, I see what you mean. I get the big picture. That looks good to me. A listener will say, let me voice an opinion. I hear what you say, Rod. That rings a bell. And feelers will say, well, I can't quite grasp it. This is a real pain in the neck. You know? Okay. Let me touch base with you. Now, those are clues that you get when people speak to you. You get clues in emails as well, because when people write, they use the same mindset that they use to process information. I can usually spot from an email what kind of a person they are.
So, here's the acid test. Which one am I?
You're very much a feeler. You're a very kinesthetic person. You do things on instinct and gut reactions. And I can tell that not just by the words you use. I devote a chapter in the book, the slightly more complicated chapter, the only complicated chapter there is, in fact, in which I explain how eye patterns can be used to detect the way people think, because people's eyes move in certain directions and in certain patterns according to how their brain processes information.
Okay, so, as a matter of interest, why did you write the book, Chris? What prompted you to write it and spend the time doing that, or what were you hoping to achieve with that?
Well, a lot of my work as a professional speaker and as a coach deals with communicating. I speak about how people can communicate more successfully. I coach people in presenting skills and writing skills. And it occurred to me that there's a whole new area which has hardly been explored, and this is the use of NLP, neuro-linguistic programming. Now, that turns a lot of people off, but let me explain that NLP, I see, is the owner's manual for the brain. Now, the brain is the world's most powerful computer, and yet you're born without an instruction book on how to use it. And NLP teaches us how to use the language that the brain uses.
Okay. Chris, can you just remind us of the name of the book and where we can get it from again, please?
It's called Heads You Win, and you can buy it because it's got its own special website, headsyouwin.biz.
Chris, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Rod.